All right, y'all want me to lead? Yeah, which?
Well, you want to do the
Yeah.
Hold on, wait, let's find out what episode this is.
207.
The
Yeah.
tools. Yeah, good job.
It took us a
Yeah.
fucking. I sat there, I was like, oh, fuck, I'm off.
It was the last one was still written down.
No, tools. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, tool. Yeah, that was y'all. Yep, tool six. Yep.
Because that's how I
Tool
got
two.
thrown off, too. I was like, wait.
Yeah, tool
I'm just going to
seven.
type it now, bro. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to do it now. Boom. Now it's typed, bro.
Here we go.
I'm going to start doing that shit.
All right, go ahead, hit it.
Oh, I can just go ahead.
Wait, actually, hold
Yeah.
on, hold on, hold on. Wait.
Grab a bunny, hit the floor, bounce with
Oh.
me, bounce with me. So back that, bounce with me,
All right.
bounce with me. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the I'm Not As Think As You Drunk I Am podcast featuring the Sandwich Crew. This is your boy, Nat King Kobe. What's up, everybody?
Your
I just said, this is your boy. I just left it out this time.
oh really?
Went with the flow. I just went with the flow.
Well, screw it. This is
Your royal wretchedness, Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
Big Mo Bass in the world, baby.
And we back at it, y'all. This is episode 207.
Oh wait, I fucked up. No intro music.
Bomb o'clock.
Oh my God. I
You
got it
want
though. I
to
got
try it
it.
again? You want to try it again?
Hell yeah.
All right. I know you're ready. You ready?
Yep.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it, a place where you die if you don't know the basics, a place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Shit. Shit.
You killing us.
Now why they took it out of town and show these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make a Mac right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bitch, when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck, I don't need radio.
What's up?
Got
What's
the streets,
up,
got the strippers
everybody?
and my
This is
niggas
your boy,
in the pen.
Nat
And then
King
y'all wanna
Kobe.
see a nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion, my nigga, I'ma take.
Shit, I fucked up again. God damn it, I fucked up. I had it. Hold on, wait. Okay. Hold on, I got it.
You want to start over?
Yeah. I had it the first time.
I come from a place where you ain't supposed to make it, a place where you
I got
die
it,
if you don't know the basics, a place where they race you off for survival when love don't exist much. Some lost hope, feeling like even Jesus can't assist us. Shit.
You killing us.
Now why they took it out of town and show these other cities how the D be getting down. Where my credit at? Niggas try to play me like a nobody. Now I gotta make a Mac right like I'm Yo Gotti. Oh man, much love to the DJs who play a nigga shit and run it back like a replay. Couple of them tried to make me pay. What? Bet you when I blow, they be all on my nuts. Fuck, I don't need radio.
What's up,
man, got the streets,
everybody?
got the strippers
This is
and my
your
niggas
favorite
in the
fucking
pen.
Uncle
And
Nat
y'all wanna
King
see a
Kobe.
nigga make it. If a chance, make a champion in my nigga, I'ma take.
This is your royal ratchetness, your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's cat.
And this is Big Mo Bass in the world, baby.
And this is Voodoo the motherfucking menace. You can't count a clown, yo.
And this is the I Am Not As Think As You Drunk I Am pod featuring the Sandwich Crew. Episode 207. What's up, everybody? How are everybody doing today?
Barely hanging in there, bro. Barely hanging in there. Tired. Sad.
Okay.
I'm actually on the tail end of my vacation.
Oh, I found
that was very impromptu.
Okay.
Where you go?
You were made to go on vacation, or
I didn't. And my bosses ended up, they took a trip to Colombia.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I think. So
the station shut down for a minute.
Yeah.
Got it.
Although they actually should be on the plane coming back right okay. now. Like
okay, that'll yeah. work. That'll
as
work.
We speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like as we speak. Okay. I had a good rest. Nice little rest going on. So.
Cool.
Just for a few days.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yeah,
it's been a interesting week for me. It's been a rough week, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Wednesday was rough as shit. I didn't get home until like 6 a.m. Wednesday. Then, that's Thursday morning, really. Then Thursday was a long day. And for Wednesday, Friday was out. Then I didn't get home last night. Telling this morning to like 5:30. It's been some shit, bro. It's been a week. It's been a fucking week.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot. Fuck.
It's been a week, bro.
Sun up to sun up.
Yeah, really. Basically. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like shit today, man. My head's fucking throbbing and shit. Biggie gave me some Advil to take real quick, but I'm waiting for it to kick in.
It was like, yo, people watching be like, God damn, what's wrong? Or some girls probably gonna be like, damn, Kat, you should be not feeling good more often. You sound sexy as hell.
You coming through with the Barry White, like I do all the things.
Doobie doobie doo. Baby, I choose you.
See, and I ain't just them. Just ain't words. Just ain't words. He ain't just spitting game. He ain't just throwing game out there.
He's talking to you in rhythm.
Yes, he's speaking from the heart. It's coming from the insides.
You smooth talk some of the ladies right now, bro.
Oh shit! Don't get me fucked up.
This is all just a joke, by the way. You know, this is all just a joke.
I want to go on record, honey, saying I ain't do nothing.
This ain't nothing wrong with talking. This is a Big Mo created joke.
Lord.
This is a Big Mo created joke that Kat did not agree with. It is not trying to entertain.
This is like the improv theater. I need a place. Your mother's bedroom.
I was about to say, and I'm about to do the Homer Simpson in a minute, dip off in the bushes.
Oh, fade out into the back, yep.
Yeah, facts.
Next thing you know, Kobe's screen goes blank. Like, where's Kobe at?
I had to make that disclaimer real quick.
It's been an active and busy week, bro. I said it's been real, real fucking busy. I've been getting some news lately too from my attorneys. Shit, I really wasn't looking forward to, but you know, we do what we gotta do and handle what we gotta handle.
Oh,
okay.
This man cat beat up a couple people, bro, for no reason. At this point, I probably should have. Yeah, bro, and he's suing for damages, bro.
Yeah, I hurt my hand on your face. How dare you?
You're getting sued. You're getting sued. Kobe, I don't know.
The old lady should have gave up the McDouble, though. He asked her to give her the McDouble.
Gang violence. Gang violence, bro. I don't know.
He's like, how dare you? I would never eat a McDouble.
The audacity of you.
He's like, gang violence.
I'm appalled.
You're like,
I'm appalled.
You ain't appalled. You nigga.
Cat looking at the paper. Cat looking at the paper like gang violence. It was one of me and two of them. What?
Man, what? But my week was it was all right, I guess. It was just me going through the motions and stuff. We were straight. Can't really complain. Ain't really got shit to really complain about.
Okay. You can just think I'll do no good.
Yeah. What is it going to do besides right. just sitting here like, damn, I'm still in that situation. I'm just learning. Just say fuck it, you know. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. It is what it is. Keep going, keep rolling, trying to get back my old energy and shit.
Yeah, I absolutely fucking get it. I get it, bro. That's how I said for me. Like the news I'm getting this week and shit is not the news I was really anticipating, like complete opposite. I thought that my case was going in one direction and apparently it got side railed and went the total fucking opposite. So I'm like, all right, cool. But this was putting me in a position to have to do some shit that I didn't want to do. But like you say, we do what we got to do, right?
Yeah, damn. Yeah.
And I'm putting bitch and moaning about it.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Bro, you ain't pay off the judge.
I should have shit.
Hold on, I got you. What's going on? What?
Right.
Nothing happened, right? Yeah, nothing happened.
What did you say a note to your plaintiff? Your daughter's tied up in a Brooklyn basement.
Man, can you imagine though? Can you imagine if he lived at least a good decade, like into his rap career?
Mm.
Can you fucking imagine? Mm. I'm not. I can't even lie. I love Pac, but he might have bested Pac if he would have had a decade. I can't even lie about that.
Ain't no might have.
He might have. I said might have. He might have bested Pac if he had a decade.
Mm-hmm.
But like off them two albums, it's like, they was two fire albums. I can't even lie. But I mean, you still not better than Pac. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You and Marty never did that thing, did y'all? Don't say what it is, but y'all never did a thing, huh?
Nah, like it's like each week, like
there's always something to happen.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting on her to hit me back, but I mean, like you know, yeah. I know life get busy and shit.
Yeah. Sometimes life gets in the way of shit.
Yeah.
Well, shit, I want to take a second out to give a shout out to her, and then also to yo, shout out to Sam. She was one of the guests on Marty's show before.
Mm-hmm.
And she spoke about life with epilepsy.
Yeah.
So, you know, so shout out to her. Me and her have been talking like almost every other day, if not every day, sharing memes and shit and shit, dumb shit we see on Instagram or whatever. So big shout out to her, man. She's really kind of come over to the show and she's been supporting and following us and interacting and shit. Yeah, so yeah. Huge shout out to her. Huge shout out to her.
What up, dude?
Yeah, we got to get on the show.
Yo, Sam.
Yeah,
we got to get on the show.
Big up, Sam.
She cool as shit, though. She cool as shit.
Big up, Sam. Big up.
Oh, did Kobe, did Biggie reach out to you this week? No? He's looking confused, like I'm speaking and asking you the fucking square root of something.
Like,
square root of something.
Silly memes and stuff. That's
yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. Only okay, no. I mean, yeah, nah. Okay. Yeah. All right, just wondering.
What's going on? What's going on?
She didn't. She was concerned about my behavior, and I told her that she could verify it with you that it ain't. It is what it ain't. No, it ain't what it is.
It's not abnormal.
Yeah.
Because it's not. You just abnormal yourself, so
right. But no, but she had a legitimate concern. And I was like, no, babe, like this ain't that. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, go on and ask Kobe. He'll tell you the truth.
Yeah.
So I was just curious if she reached out to you or not.
No.
Okay.
You were like, oh, I'd be like, what was Cat doing? I'm like, oh no, he was just. Yeah. I'm like, what was Cat doing? I'm like, no, he was just drinking beer and beating up people. Oh,
exactly.
I'm okay. And she's like, oh. I'm okay with this.
Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Like, you know what? It's all right. I don't have to ask Kobe.
So, Kobe, if she asked you where I was on the 10th at 4:20 in the morning, I was asleep on your couch.
Okay.
Man, I think even the acceptable ass would still be like, he was out here being nothing but a no good, low down, motherfucking bald headed, ratchet ass Oochie Daddy. Motherfucker.
I thought you was gonna get some Oochie Daddy shirt. Matter of fact.
Yo, so check this out, yo.
This is the season for Hoochie Daddy shorts.
We're talking about Hoochie Daddy shirts. I know right now Biggie is dying laughing right now. Right the fuck now. I put on some Hoochie Daddy shorts the other day.
Put on shorts first and foremost.
They were shorts. Yeah, first of all, it was shorts. I didn't leave the house with it. It was only in the bedroom. Biggie was dying. She's like, what the fuck is this?
She's like, where you weird. Going? Like, huh? Wait, what the fuck is going on?
She's like, where you going? Where you going in them shorts? Where you going?
That's like when you came to work that one day with jeans on. We like,
yeah, where you work one day? Like, what the fuck is going on? What the hell is this?
Jeans? What the fuck? You don't even wear jeans out like when you out and about. Like, what the fuck? Yo, is going
so
on, man?
So them pair of jeans I took when we went to Atlanta, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm gonna fuck my whole squad up and wear jeans one day. And they'll be like, what the fuck? And so I did. When I put them on, I was like, what? You know, everyone was like, oh shit, this nigga wearing fucking jeans and shit. And when I was putting them on, like, them motherfucking jeans was so never used. They was just like,
you said so never used.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they was just there, like, the fucking button was missing. I didn't even know the fucking button was missing on it. I only wore the jeans like twice.
Golly.
And yeah, I'm like, shit. So I told Big, I'm like, babe, I said, I'm fucking throwing these bitches out. Them bitches is in Atlanta somewhere because I threw them bitches in the trash.
I got pants in Atlanta.
Yeah. I was like,
Oh, God.
That shit. Oh, and then happy birthday to Vino, bro. Remember we went to his shop at Killer Hate?
Yes, sir.
We recorded a show there before. He's been on the pod a couple of times. And I went last night. Well, his birthday is the 29th, next Saturday.
Okay.
And I went to his surprise birthday party. His girl had threw for him yesterday. So shout out to Dom, too, because she did a damn thing. She DM'd everybody privately, and then she got a hold of me and was like, yo, I need you to DM all your boys and shit and, you know, tell them about this party. I want to throw for him, but it's a surprise party. So we all, you know, got to the restaurant yesterday. My dumb ass went to the wrong place. I went to the after hour place first. And I'm like, yeah, where's the party at? And they're like, party? What party? And I'm like, the party on this flyer? And the guy's reading it. He goes, yeah, this is the after party. And I looked, I'm like, oh, shit. And I got back on my bike and flew fucking down the show. I'm like, the wrong place, wrong place. And I'm thinking I'm about to miss the 6 o'clock surprise party, you know? But I got there in time to do it, and we surprised him. He was all tearful and shit. Like, I fucking
I was gonna say, did he cry? Did he cry?
Yeah. He was like, you motherfuckers. And then he was like, you lied to me. And I'm like, technically, I didn't lie to you. I just never told you. That's not really a lie.
It's a difference.
Yeah, because you never specifically asked me, hey, is there gonna be a surprise birthday party? And I said, no. So I didn't really lie.
Kind of like avoided the truth.
Exactly.
That's all you did. There's nothing wrong with avoiding the
exactly.
truth.
Exactly. Right. That's all it was.
As long as you don't lie.
Yeah, but it was dope. We had a good ass time, man. And then after that, we went to a cigar bar and had a cigar and a little bit of whiskey, and it was dope, man. It was dope. So, you know, hey, shout out to him for that. You know, happy birthday to you, brother. And a shout out to his girl too, Dominique, because she did a damn thing. I even told him yesterday. I was like, bro, I said, you fucking keep her, bro. She's a good woman. I said, if you break up with her, I'm going to beat your ass.
God damn.
And Dominique's like, she's like, you tell him. That's right, bro. I'm like, yeah, fuck. I'm like, shit, man, she went through all that trouble to do a surprise party. That woman love him. That, you know, and when you a man, you find a woman that loves you like that and cares for you, man, you're supposed to do right by her and keep her. You know what I'm saying? Don't be doing no dumb shit. So that's what I was telling them. I'm like, man, y'all good together. Y'all been together for a couple of years now. Like they real good together. I like to see them doing their thing. I like to see them strong. I like to see, you know, couples and blossom and grow and shit. And it's, I've never been against marriage or nothing like that, but it's just you got to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to do it the right way. And then seeing it done the right way is a beautiful fucking thing. It really is, you know? Another example I'll do is like Abraham and Laura, you know, since fucking high school and shit. And they were together, then they separated. Life brought them back together. And I look at them now, married with three fucking beautiful daughters and shit, you know? But they did shit the right way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So major shout out to them. Major shout out to them, you know?
Hell yeah. Motherfucking, what the fuck was I about to say?
I don't know.
Don't even say it. Don't even.
You can start in. Go ahead. Start in.
Oh, start in.
Yeah, go ahead. Start in. Yep. That's what I was gonna say.
Okay. So, all right. I want to talk about the whole Drake and Sexy Red situation, allegedly dating. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of been like a lot of backlash against Drake, of course, saying that he basically trying to ride her wave, or like, you know, just doing it for publicity or whatever. But it's like, it's all alleged anyway. Like, we don't know if they dating for real or not, but like, you know, they've been caught, like he been caught like kissing on her like a couple of times while they been out and about, like over the past couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And another thing that came up is like the age difference. Drake is now 36, going on 37. Sheesh. End of the year.
He's old.
Yes, he is. And Sexy Red is 25. So that's what,
a good 11-year difference.
11 year difference. Some people are saying like he creeping, basically, like on some creep shit. Hey, I know, right?
Like he's being a creep.
Yeah, he's being a creep. But people already been like trying to like say Drake be on some creep shit. I honestly don't think he do, but I mean, you can't put nothing past nobody though. Like, you know.
Yeah, we don't know him like that. We don't know what he really doing.
Yeah, I can't really like confirm like, oh no, he would never. But like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, motherfuckers, younger chicks, I guess. I don't know. Like 18 and up or whatever. I don't know or whatever. Some people say he wait to like, he kind of like on some, not like R. Kelly, but like, you know, kind of like, you know, grooming them, but like kind of like, you know, getting to know them while they're younger and like, you know, kicking it with them, like finally dating them when they get of age or whatever. But that's neither here nor there. So let's get back to the shit I want to talk about and shit. So basically, I'm asking y'all, like, how do y'all feel about the whole situation? How do y'all feel about the age difference? Does the age difference matter in that whole situation to y'all? Like, do y'all think Drake on some like creep weird shit, or like, you know, it's like it is what it is?
Mo, you want to go first? You want me to go?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I might feel a little uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And not in the, and I mean in the comfortable, like, I mean uncomfortable in the sense of the normal Big Mo episode, a Sandwich Crew episode of uncomfortable.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm comfortable enough to talk about it.
Right. Out of
the
town,
subject doesn't make around. Me uncomfortable. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I have less than zero issues at all. The idea that it is creepy, not only she's grown, but she has some fame and success. And I'm sure that she's getting hit on, or not even just getting hit on, but
getting offers that getting she offers. Might not want to refuse. The bag be calling sometimes.
She the type of girl she is, I'm pretty sure she not really refusing.
I mad. Take it while you're young. Fuck it. Get the money.
And she's known as the one finessing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I was looking her. I just looked a quick look up. She's already a mother anyway.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did a quick little look up.
I know.
I thought she was younger than what she was, but.
So she's already like, she was already on a there was already it's something about when you're a mother, you have like you go through a super speed maturity.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to. That don't necessarily mean you always do.
Yeah.
Or at least you're supposed to. But.
Case by case situation.
I'm gonna say it because I'm gonna be a little uncomfortable.
Say it with your chest. Nope.
One of the biggest mistakes a man can ever make is believing women are stupid. I don't feel safe. I don't want to say the second part, but of the quote, but.
No, just, fuck that. Say the shit. Mm-mm. Fuck it.
YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We love you. Please don't strike us. So.
If they do. No, I'm playing. Come on. Chill, y'all.
That's what I be saying. Fuck them.
I'll say this. I'll kind of say a cleaner version. They may not be of high morals, but they do not lack the intelligence. You know?
Okay.
Never believe women are stupid. They may lack high morals, but they are not stupid.
Yeah, I feel
that. And to think that Sexy Red is just some young, dumb bimbo who doesn't know left from her right. Is one of the biggest mistakes anyone can make. To think that Drake is grooming her in any sort. To think that there's some inkling of grooming where she's already fell into her maturity. I would argue even younger than her legal age, than the legal age.
Oh, no. The grooming wasn't for her. It was just like the previous chicks, you know, the previous young chicks.
I do remember the Millie Bobby Brown one.
Yeah. I'm like, I just think he fucking
weird. I don't know about all that.
When it comes to, you know, certain shit, but I don't.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He probably ain't weird because I don't know. I just don't have relationships with like, you know, younger kids or whatever like that. So
yeah,
it's probably not weird because they in the entertainment business. I don't know.
I only know about the legal, just within the legal realm.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
my bad, Mo.
Anything? No. Well, we. That I can easily say. We of the I'm Not As Stinky As You Drunk Podcast Sandwich Crew. We can only relate when it comes to dating within the legal realm.
Yeah.
It's easy for us to say. Just, we can get that out the way ASAP.
ASAP.
Oh, God.
Let me get peace. Yeah, go ahead.
And which also leads to me answering another question directly. No, that's not too big of an age difference. It don't matter. Like, shoot. And I could even say, even if it was the other way around, I wouldn't have really had much of a problem. Shit, I remember.
Yeah, definitely.
Shoot.
I wish I would have been August Alsina.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know about August Alsina. She was too bald for me.
Oh, man. Will, I was like, hey, Uncle Will, how you doing?
Bro, I ain't trying to have no girl to look like cat.
she don't look like no cat. It'd be a motherfucking problem. Cat look like Jada Pinkett. I'd be like, hey, cat, what's
exactly.
up, man? What you doing? What you doing later on, cat?
look. Looking like me right.
Do it up here, protecting my virginity.
Looking like me right now, bro. You know, I just hit the zero on the clip.
Man, y'all, you better leave Jada alone, man. She do be on bullshit. I ain't gonna lie, but yeah, I'm sorry, man. Hey, man, hey.
Mm-hmm. Bro. Nah, on God. On God.
Call me the Undertaker.
Another big reason why I'm saying I was going to get a little uncomfortable, because I understand where the outrage is coming from. Well, I understand why the outrage. And it's never from a genuine place. The idea is supposed to be genuine. It's meant to be genuine. But it's actually not genuine at all.
Yeah, the narrative is already always spent.
It has nothing to do with just Drake. But when it comes to, like, you know, Drake is a man of means. He's a man of status.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he, you know, and he's one of the most desired, because he's one of the most respected. He's one of the most loved. He's the one that's always on all the headlines.
Yeah.
One of. At least one of.
Yeah, one of the hottest entertainers.
Yeah.
Slash, what you want to call it, entrepreneurs out there right now.
You know, he's just one of those names where he walks in a room and most girls would be crazy to refuse. You know?
Yeah.
Unless a girl is like happily married, she probably wouldn't even put herself in that kind of room anyway.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, believe me, I know. Believe me, I know.
You sit there like,
believe me, I know. I would be surprised. Believe me.
I thought we. Well, you wouldn't be surprised.
Believe me,
we wouldn't be surprised. But it's just, I thought you loved me.
Where I work,
get away from me.
Where I work at, I know I'd be surprised. I know.
Man.
I know. But you know, I'm just speaking for argument's sake. Let's say I don't know.
You ain't gonna even hear a bad nigga. She just gonna look up and see dust. You're gonna see dust.
So like I said, a girl would be crazy to refuse, you know, someone like Drake. And any woman would be crazy to refuse. Now, so when you're a man like that, you know, what the things that the things we like are different, are not the same. We like different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, to be mad at a guy who wants a little younger. What it also where the outrage also comes from is, you know, when a lot of I'm getting uncomfortable as fuck, bro.
Fuck it. Wipe this. Wipe this.
This isn't. Because what I'm going to say, I'm not mad at. All I'm doing is just observing.
Okay.
Maybe some in the audience might be mad at, but I'm like, I'm not mad at anything. I am just simply observing. Mm-hmm. I had to take another shot because I hate getting on. Damn, it's so early in the show too.
Fucking do it live.
Fuck. Man. And I'm sorry I took up a lot of this segment though, by the way.
Yeah.
But damn, when I saw the topic, I said, man, I got so much to say. Like, fuck, I got so much. Okay. A lot of the women are just trying to justify and rationalize why they should have been the pick over the younger girls. Not just to Drake, but any man of means and status. That's what they're actually trying to say. They really don't care about Sexy Red being a younger girl going for an older guy. Hell, because a lot of these girls, they actually remember when they were the younger girl going for the older guy.
Yeah, it's true. I didn't see a lot of girls get McDonald's in my high school.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want to get. McDonald's. Let me get a pair of Air Force Ones, some Jordans. I got you, baby. I got you.
A lot of these girls, they remember being the younger girl going for the older guy. But now, since they don't have the power they once did, even though they did have that power, but it's just hard for them to let that go.
Some of them still do got the power. And my whole thing is you can go after more money too, though.
They don't have as much as they used to.
Yeah, they ain't got that pick of the litter like they used to. So when guys, you don't have, like, I'm straight. Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have to pick of the litter like you used to, mm-hmm. what you have to do is bully the man into getting the power back. So that's basically what we're seeing is that, you know, Drake is getting bullied into, you know, because if he did that for what they like to say age appropriate or older, they'll probably still find another way. They'll because they get jealous because. A lot of girls be like, it should have been.
Man, what it should have been.
But
it should have been me. No.
Exactly. a lot of times the guy's gonna want a little younger. You know? In Drake's case, he's probably want more kids. I actually have no problem. Hell, I personally share that sentiment. And the views of one host of I'm Not a Snake, He's Drunk and podcast and the Sandwich Crew does not always represent the views of other hosts of I'm Not a Snake, You Drunk and podcast and the Sandwich Crew. So, but I share those same sentiments. Because I think about wanting multiple kids. And the thing is, I'm able to do it. I can have that. So, that's my main thing.
All right. Mm-hmm. What you got on it, Kat?
I don't know what the fucking problem is. She's 25. She ain't no little girl.
Yes. Yes.
What's the fucking problem? I don't see what the issue is. Like, everyone's making like, oh, the age difference. So fucking what? So if she was 35 and he was 46, they'd be different?
Fuck no.
It's the same age gap. But because she's in her 20s and he's in his 30s.
He's taking advantage of her.
Advantage of what? She's not a little kid. She ain't in high school.
I feel like they're using each other, honestly.
I'm sure that they are, but that's what I'm saying. I don't understand what the problem is. Like, I fail to see the issue here, what the big deal is. Like, they're fucking grown. What's the problem here? They're both fucking grown. And then on top of the fact of that, that how Mo was touching on, she's not an average 25-year-old. She's a 25-year-old with life experience.
Smarter than your average.
She's been on tour. She's done some shit. She done been behind the scenes. She done seen some wild. She done seen wilder shit than most people in their 40s, 50s have because of the lifestyle she lives, you know? So what, well, I'm sorry. I'm confused as to what the fuck is wrong here. I fail to see the issue here. I really do. Like, with my second wife, there was a decade age difference. I ain't never heard no one say shit nothing about nothing.
Yeah.
But why? Because we went in our 20s when we got together? You get what I'm saying? Well, I was in my 20s. She wasn't. She was in her 30s. But you get what I'm saying?
You getting high fives, man.
No, you know what I'm saying? It was in it. It was, and actually, it was pretty much the same shit right now with Drake and what's her tits? Lil Red, what's her name? Lil Red, Sexy Red. It was the same shit like that, just reversed. I was the younger one, she was the older one. You know? And so, like, fast forward to now, I'm knocking on 40. She about to be fucking 50. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So I don't see what the fucking problem is. Nobody said shit about it when it was the roles reversed because the girl was older and the guy's younger.
No, I said, I know that's right.
Right, you see what I'm saying? They be on some old Stella got her groove back type shit.
Jada and August, what they are. Yeah,
they would be applauding her. They would be applauding her. I know that's right. Go and get you a little young tenderoni and they would be fucking applauding her. But because it's reversed and it's a man and a woman, or a man who's older and the woman who's younger, he's taking advantage.
They like Drake.
Yeah, right. I fail to see the fucking issue here. I don't see what the problem is. I really don't. And shit like that just fucking irritates me. It does. Like, I don't know. I don't see the fucking problem here. I don't see what the big, like, same thing like with the fucking what the fuck is that nigga name? That, well, fuck nut.
Fuck nut.
With the, he let the wife fuck the porn star.
Adam.
22. Mm. So again, the same shit with that. I don't see what the big deal is. What the fuck is the big deal? I feel
she was already doing shit like that.
So. But I'm saying in general, I don't get what why are we making so much big fucking deal about nothing? We're celebrating and making celebrity out of nothing. And so the same thing you see with Drake and Sexy Red. They both grown. He's much more established than she is, obviously. But yeah. She's getting notoriety. She's getting, you know, she don't need him to succeed. She can stand on her own, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the fucking problem? I fail to see what the issue is here. And that just fucking bothers me. Like, it really irritates my soul when we do certain stupid, dumb shit. What the fuck is the issue here? What's the problem? Because of the number difference, we put that much emphasis on the difference in the numbers because it's a 20 and a 30.
Yeah.
Would it be the same? We had the same fucking reserve. It was a 30 and a 40. Well, 40 and a 50.
No.
Why not? It's the same. So. I'm saying it's the same fucking age difference.
Don't ask me. I ain't got that.
I know. I'm not saying you. That's what I'm speaking in general. Like, I don't understand that part.
Yeah.
That's the shit that I don't get. I don't understand it. We're putting a big fucking question mark and asterisks on this shit because she's in her 20s, he's in his 30s. So fucking what?
Right.
So if she was in her 30s and he was in his 40s, that's fine. It's still the same fucking age gap. What's the fucking problem here?
Yeah.
And it would be different if she was a young, you know, 18-year-old. Oh, I just turned 19. All right, bro. Really, come on now. You're pushing the envelope here. You get it?
I just graduated yesterday. Right.
But she's not. She's not. She's in. She's about to be in her late 20s, knocking on 30 in a couple of years.
Yeah.
What the fuck is the problem here? I don't understand what the fuck the issue is right now. I don't. And that shit fucking bothers me. Why do we make celebrity out of fucking nothing? Yeah. I fail to see that shit. I hate the fact that society as a whole always does that shit and wants to celebrate, wants to put a big deal about shit that's not a big fucking deal.
Right.
What's the fucking problem here? What are we doing? What are we doing here? Why?
People just want to complain about something.
Yeah, that shit fucking bothers me, yo. And I laugh because like even like like my relationship now, nobody believes Biggie's older than me. Nobody believes that shit.
I didn't believe it.
Yeah, they look at her. Mo's like, what?
She's older than me.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna say how much, but she's older than me.
Well, I'll be damned.
Right, but she don't look it. She look like she fucking just knocked on 30. Like, hey, I'm 29, 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm over here looking like the fucking creepy grandpa in the fucking windowless van and shit.
Yo, you still look like you're in your 30s, man. Come on.
Oh shit. Bro, hey, the other day my hair was coming out. And I was telling Biggie, I'm like, babe, I gotta fucking shave my head bad, babe. She's like, I got you. I'll get you tomorrow. I'm like, all right, I'll get you tonight. I'm like, all right, tonight came and we just fell asleep and do shit. Then the next day I'm like, babe, my fucking hair, I gotta fucking shave. Bro, I know I was gray before, right?
Yeah, you were.
Dog, no. This shit all right here was silver fox.
You right. Got the Mr. Fantastic.
It was like the size of my fucking hand, right? This all gray. And I'm looking in the mirror like. and Biggie, bless her fucking heart. I love that woman. She's like, baby, it's fine. I think it looks great. What's the problem? And I'm like, And she was like, she's like, I have a gray hair. Babe, you have like three fucking strands of gray hair. One strand. This is not the fucking same.
This is like you gotta dig for it to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta sit there and part your fucking head and let your gray show. Me, I fucking open my eyes. Whoop, gray. And I'm like, man, so but shit like that, like. I laugh because no one believes that shit neither, the age difference between us. And it's not a big age difference. It's really fucking not. And I even tell all the time, because I'll be telling her, like, damn, like, babe, I feel old. And she'll be like, hey, watch your fucking mouth, because if you're old, what am I? Babe, no, honey. Like, she is so much more youthful than I am. Like, it's ridiculous. Her flexibility and the shape she's in and her general overall health, she gonna outlive me. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
She's gonna live me. That's why I keep telling her. I tell her, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna love you until I die. Like, oh, you have a long time. I'm like, okay. I'm like, baby, you better be on this ride for a good ride, not a long ride.
We gonna see. Yep. I hope you're right.
I'm gonna give you all this ride got. I don't know how longevity is. The quality team was out for inspection the day this ride went out on the floor.
Golly, shut the fuck. Hold on, wait.
We got loose bolts, track falling off, slip over here, chain not greased up over here.
This ride has been shut down for a
minute. Mm-hmm, yep.
For maintenance.
I'm like the Millennium Force. I see the point. I work sometimes.
Wait, what happened with that shit fuck up?
Nah, it's just because, you know, every time you go, it's down for maintenance.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to wait 4 hours and then it's reopened again, or you missed it for the day because it was closed that day or something.
Yeah.
Me,
it's usually like the Raptor.
Yeah, the Raptor's another one, too. Yep.
Or is it the...
Yeah, no, Raptor. You was right, Raptor. Raptor, Millennium Force are the two that always go down. That one, what's the other one that got the hot rod shit? The one that go up and down real quick?
The fucking, fuck that. The Dragster. Fuck that one.
The Dragster. That's the one. That's the one. That one's always fucking down.
That was the last roller coaster I rode.
You know, Biggie ain't ever been to the point.
You said what?
Biggie never been to Cedar Point. Bro, but it's a Midwest thing. Cedar Point is one of the biggest amusement parks in the U.S., but it's a Midwest thing. Yeah.
That's what the fuck is a Cedar Point?
That's what I told her about. I was like, well, she was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's, and I told her what it was. And she was like, we have to go. I'm like, hell yeah. And what she would fucking love is I took her to Hollow Weekends. She would love that shit. Biggie's like me. She likes that fucking dark goth shit, creepy horror shit. She's like me.
I'm like, I ain't got no money.
Fuck right, me. Right.
That's
why we mesh good together. See, and our age difference don't fucking matter. We mesh well. Damn it.
Yeah. It's all about chemistry and like, you know.
And then to whoever keeps sending in these fucking random ass messages, on this anonymous shit. One, I don't even know how the fuck y'all still got the link. I ain't post that shit in forever, and the link still y'all still be sending random fucking shit in. But y'all know that shit do be funny. So keep sending that shit in, because I don't know what y'all think you're doing or whatever, but Biggie be seeing all that shit and we just laugh at it. So they be saying some wild shit, bro. Like some wild fucking shit on these anonymous messages and shit. I post the majority. Some I don't repost, but me and Biggie be sitting laughing because some of them be fucking wild, like real fucking wild.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Motherfuckers just be writing shit just to write.
You said they sent an ass. Like, whoa.
No, it's not pictures. I mean, the pictures I get, you know, sporadically, whatever, you know, it is that. I ain't tripping on that. But it's the other ones that were like, they send in the anonymous messages, and a couple of them was like, I can't even quote the shit, but they used to say wild shit like, I want to fuck you. And one of them was so wild, it was like, I want to fuck you so bad, I'll let your bitch fuck me too. And like, yeah, like, bro, like wild shit. You know, like, what the fuck? It was a couple of other ones about, I want to ride your bike and ride you. And I mean, they've gone fucking crazy, dog. Fucking crazy. Like, mad fucking wild.
You a hot commodity out here on these streets.
Bro,
man.
This shit. Man, right? But I laugh because it's like, why you only say the shit in the fucking anonymous shit?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, why you ain't big and, you know, come on, let your tits hang out and say the shit directly.
Say it with your tits.
Yeah. But I'll be laughing at the shit because, like, you're not upsetting nothing. You're not disrupting nothing. You know, and then I even talking to Santa about it, because Santa got some wild shit too. Like, what the fuck? Me and her both was like, what the fuck is going on? We don't talk about that, because, like I said, because, you know, me and her been talking, you know, about, you know, every other day. We share a meme or a video or something, you know, some funny shit here and there. And how big you be doing, you know?
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing disrespectful about that. Nothing crazy. Nothing out the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when she was doing it, she was like, "Babe, I've been sending a couple of things to Kobe, this, this, and that." And I'm like, "Okay, congratulations." okay, you know. But she was like, "Oh, I just want you to know, because I don't want you to, you know, be upset. Is it okay if I DM him?" And then I'm like, "Okay, yeah." You know, and like the same thing with her. She be getting some wild shit too in her fucking DMs, like motherfuckers and shit. And, oh, you so sexy, and you so this, and, oh, I'll pay you if you do this, and I'll pay you for that. And it's like, bro, fucking bitches is just as nasty as niggas, dog. We all out here just fucking trifling, bro.
Man,
all of
man.
Us. All
it,
of
it's
us.
It's like you had that facade when you were younger, like, nah, women ain't as nasty as guys.
Oh, yeah.
And when you get older, you like, maybe they nasty.
Bitches ain't shit. Like,
the fuck is going on?
Yep.
That's you freaky, huh?
Like nasty.
But you don't know.
You put your kids to bed with those lips,
man.
Well, what was it? What did Kevin Hart say? Oh, your mama's so nasty. She sucked your daddy's dick and came in here and kissed you goodnight.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. When they was roasting each other.
Yeah, he was like, I hate getting in a roast battle with my mama. And this is the name of mama. I'm not going to roast you. She's like, your mama's so nasty. She sucked your daddy's dick and then kissed you goodnight. And he's like, ugh, mama, ugh.
Man, I would have ran away. Like, fuck this. I didn't even fucking.
Yep. It'd be wild, bro. Should be wild, but yeah, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy the way that, and I say everything I just said to tie it up to with this ribbon about the whole Drake and Sexy Red shit. Mm-hmm. We always like to put certain ribbons on shit to make things seem more appealing than what they are, you know. And we're making a big deal about the age difference, like, it's so dramatic and it's so unheard of, but it's like, it's not that big of a deal. It ain't like, again, this is not no 19 year old girl, no girl who just turned 21. I get it. Yeah. She's younger than him, but she's not a child.
Right.
So the thing, would you be saying the same shit if she was 35 and he was 45 or 46, 11 years, right? 46.
Yeah.
we would be saying the same shit? No. It wouldn't bat a fucking eye. And then the same thing, too, it was reversed. If it was he that was younger and she was older, y'all would be congratulating her and putting fucking paws to the air, talking about, go ahead, Stella got her groove back. And So why are we doing it different? Because it's a guy. And that goes part again about how guys are always fucking attacked and ostracized and just made to be the predator when it's not always that way. Like, you know, you have to understand why men do what we do and why we act the way we act, because that's what we've been taught. We've been instilled. We're bred that way.
Yeah.
You know, so but that's a whole nother rabbit hole that we can go down another day. That's another show. But I don't see what the fucking big deal is. And I'm going to just end it with that.
Me personally, I'm sorry. I can't blame Drake just off of the song she made. I got to see what it's like now. Nah, I'm sorry. What's that? And you like
now you got to test the waters.
Hell yeah, you at that age where I'm like, what's like if I was single, like what's up? Like you know what I'm saying? You 25. Like, when I get past what 35. I kind of go up, like, you know what I'm saying? If I was to like be out here dating or whatever, it'd be like, I don't see nothing wrong with what he doing, but like, I wouldn't go past 8 years. That's just me though. But I definitely don't see nothing wrong with what he doing though. Because I definitely don't blame him. I would have shot my shot too. I've timed up with my round, trying to see if it's really pink and if it's really brown. I'm just saying, that's just me. I would just be trying to see what's going on for real. But I definitely can't blame him at all. And I kind of feel like it's a power move for both of them, really. It's kind of like a way for Drake to stay relevant, because you know he likes to stay relevant. And also...
Oh, you think it's a Kardashian move?
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Like it, I ain't knocking them for that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You do what you got to do to stay on top. So, I mean, she, what? One of the hottest things out here right now. So, you know what I'm saying? And she can gain some, you know, knowledge or whatever about the business from him if he willing to, like, give her some gems. But, like, you know, I see it as a win-win situation, honestly. Like, you know, they can both teach each other something.
Although, I ain't going to lie to you, I'm going to keep it 100.
Well, what?
I would have advised Drake to say hell no to Sexy Red for other reasons, bro.
Oh, man.
Why is that?
For the shit, bro. What the fuck?
You said she weird.
You heard his fucking songs, bro? Ratchet ass. Hell no.
That's what makes me like her, though. Like.
She ain't no difference. She ain't no different than how I feel about Ice Spice and City Girls, bro. Like,
Ice Spice.
Like, bro, you supposed to, bro, when you meet a girl like that, bro, you supposed to say, you know what? Never mind.
It's like,
never mind.
But I mean, are you really? Is that what really was supposed to say?
Yeah, that's exactly what you're supposed to say. Never mind.
Or are you supposed to put on your fucking do rag, pull your pants up, and dive in head first?
Man. Bro, you supposed to. What?
Man, you supposed to pull,
because yeah, you supposed to keep your pants pulled up,
man,
and walk away. Be like you was gonna take off the belt, but then you heard her talking. Be like, nah, never mind, bro. Never mind. Hell no.
The ratchet. What'd you say? The views of the views of one. Go ahead, bro. Do it, bro. Go ahead, do it. The views.
Oh
of
yeah.
One,
I asked. It's friendly reminder, the views of one host of the I'm Not As Think As You Drunk I Am podcast with the Sandwich Crew does not always represent the views of another host of an I'm Not As Think As You Drunk I Am podcast with the Sandwich Crew.
Yeah, because I'll take her little freaky ass down. I already know. You can hear
hell
her
no.
Voice.
You're supposed to say, you are supposed to say, never mind.
Shit.
Never mind. Shit. Talk about, bro. She freakier than, I'm sure she even freakier and nastier and more experienced than Drake when it comes to that shit, bro.
You
supposed to run the other way, bro.
Nah.
Nah. Like,
you don't run from a challenge. What's wrong with you? You don't run from challenge. A challenge.
Bro, listen, I challenge
you. Climb that mountain, damn it.
I challenge video games that, you know.
You said I challenge
workouts.
Workouts.
Okay. I ain't trying to challenge my woman, bro.
Man.
Bro.
What dude say off of Martin, the gay dude say, you a tough piece of leather, but you sure enough well put together. Shit.
For real. Man.
She is, but she is. You booty her around. I don't blame her. If I was single, I definitely would have shot my shot, though. And I had, like, you know, I had opportunity. Yeah, I definitely would have shot my shot. I ain't going to even lie. But it's because her lyrics, though, what she be saying and stuff. But I wouldn't, like, you know, come up on her, like, on some, like, you know, weird, disrespectful shit, though. I you know, because it's entertainment. Some motherfuckers take entertainment and, like, you know, think motherfuckers is really, like, you know, like that. Like, yeah, what's up, all this and that. But I was still trying to see what it's like, though, just because of the lyrics, though. I'm sorry. Is the lyrics true? Because she ain't going to act like that, like, you know, in person. But, like, yo, trying to see what's going on with that, too.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't see nothing wrong with the age difference or nothing. Like, if she was, like, if he was like on some R. Kelly shit, like,
hey, I was like gonna say
McDonald's and shit.
Yeah, but that ain't this. That ain't this.
Hell no. Nah. She a ripe 25 with a kid, Woody Hole Brown and all that shit. You know, it's all good. I can't stop saying, but
hell no, bro.
I'm just wondering. I'm curious.
You supposed to say never mind, bro.
I ain't running.
Oh yeah, I don't run from shit. Nope.
Hell no.
Bro, you
stand my ground and fight.
Hell yeah. Bro,
you guys know I'm a Second Amendment. I'm a firm believer in stand your ground.
Even if I gotta hold the wall.
Bro, you are literally supposed to say never mind.
Cause and then knowing Drake. I mean, come on, it's probably a trial run anyway. Drake don't really be in a relationship that long. He really don't. Like, name a long-term relationship that Drake has been in since we've, like, known about Drake.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Don't
say 40 been, either, because that's his producer.
Man.
That's his producer.
I mean, man has literally been a celebrity his entire life.
Man,
yeah. It's hard to get in a long-term relationship.
I mean, it's not, though, but he just choose. I mean, yeah. At that status, it kind of is.
It's hard. Because, and then, you know, man has a pick of the litter.
Yeah.
It's hard for every girl to handle that. Yeah. And, you know, but at the same time, a lot of girls will feel entitled to him.
Like, really? You going out with DB?
Like, they're gonna feel entitled to him. Like, this Like, they're going to be like, not only I deserve him, but I deserve him all to my own self.
Man. Which champagne poppy, baby, you don't work like
that. Yeah.
What like, wrong with you? You know who I
so,
am?
It's like, and plus, it's not like he can really stay home. He's got to be out on tour. He's got to tour everywhere. He's constantly getting loads of fan mails every fucking day.
Yeah.
He has so much to tend to. You know, you may get the top guy and the guy, maybe your dream guy, but what comes with it? You know, are you really good with what comes with it?
Yeah, and that's another thing, though. They understand each other's lifestyle. She not quite, she definitely not at his status yet. Like, she ain't rocked out, like, no stadium.
Yeah, but she's also just, she just started.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, she ain't there yet, but
she'll
get there eventually.
Bro, she not going to happen.
You think she's going to be a splash in the pan?
Yeah, I don't see her. I don't see her longevity. I see her doing a nice couple of years, but that's about it.
She could do the Cassie though.
No,
we're Cassie, me and you. And then all of a sudden, she with Diddy like for like a whole decade or whatever. And then all of a sudden, she like, yeah, I'm good, Diddy.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't even see her in a long term relationship with anyone of respect. But no cap.
I don't think Drake could do it though.
Bro, why would he, bro? But she's probably at best is a fun time.
She probably is, definitely. She probably is. But I think I don't know, like if they actually like dating, like feeling each other or whatever, that's cool. Hey, I ain't got no problem with that, but I just think it's like strictly business, like honestly. Like, I think it's just for the publicity. And they might have, if they have a song coming out, like, yeah, I don't know. It's definitely publicity.
I do think it's probably just a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
You know.
But he did it more than once though, so.
Me being Caribbean. And, you know, even though I'm also technically Latino as well, but by book definition, of course, but understanding Latino culture, a kiss on the cheek really means is literally like a handshake.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Kat definitely understands.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Like when you get girls, they get excited because I call them mom or mommy. Like that ain't nothing, but then they're like, ooh, like, no, you ain't special.
Or mi amor.
You sitting there like,
yeah.
I just said that to the old lady down the street too.
Yeah, like, y'all not fucking special.
On guard.
Aw.
Yeah, Mo's right. Mo's know that I'm the target of that shit. What's up, mi amor? That's just, it ain't.
Fucking tease.
Although when I'm saying it, I'm flirting.
Yeah, no.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. No. Yeah, I am niggas.
Speaking of flirting, if you're watching on YouTube, like the video.
Oh Lord.
Comment, share, subscribe, and make sure you're putting in the comment section how much you've fallen madly in love with Big Mo. You can't get enough of Big Mo. You just want to kiss Big Mo all in the lips. And then you just want to give Big Mo hickeys. And you just want to bust it wide open for Big Mo. On God, on phone him, on my soul. Like, you got to, like,
red in them.
Look, on. Every time Big Mo says best in the world, baby, you start getting pregnant. Make sure you put that in the comment section. And then if you're on Spotify, give us that heart button and hit that follow button. And if you are listening through Apple Podcasts, make sure you give us that 5-star rating, and making sure you, if you have not already, put in a review, and make sure you're putting in a review with that 5-star rating, that every time you see Big Mo, that you always can't stop getting pregnant, and you just want to, you just want Big Mo to suck on your toes, on God, and you just want to cuddle up all on Big Mo while rubbing baby oil all over his stomach. Wait, hold on. Actually, you said Biggie's watching this, right? Biggie's mm-hmm. gonna be listening. That means her sister might be listening. Ladies, cannot stay out of my DMs.
They listen to all the episodes.
Ladies, stay out of my DMs.
He's not scratching the record. Nah. Why
do you
cut the record off?
Stay out. Don't do it.
Somebody bumped the DJ booth.
Right.
No, don't actually.
Golly.
Stay with. Just hit the. I don't know. Just say. Just want to support the channel.
But you know what y'all can do though is we do really appreciate if you guys are listening to leave reviews, leaving a review, like especially like in Apple iTunes and stuff.
Apple Podcast.
Yeah, if you can go through and not only just give us a 5-star rating, but give us a review.
Even if you're telling me to shut the fuck up or some shit like that, just say something.
Any critiques you have, those reviews really do help the show grow. They help us with notoriety, and they help keep us relevant inside of Apple's
algorithm.
So with that said, Apple Podcasts, if you have not already, because you can only do like one time per account. So if you have already, if you already put the five star rating and you put in a review that you love a Big Mo, like you're already good. Like you don't have to do it anymore. Like that, you're. Apple won't let you put another one. Or just make a burner account and do a 5-star rating from there.
Yes, everybody has
more several. Email.
Go make more Apple IDs and log in and rate us.
Yes, and all definitely. Allegedly, by the way. Allegedly.
Yeah.
And Spotify, give this episode a heart button and go to our channel and hit that follow button. And if you're watching on YouTube, like the video, comment, share, subscribe.
And AI bots, if y'all listening, yo, give us some algorithms, man. Help us out. AI bots. I know y'all hear what I'm saying. Soon as I get over here, something going to pop up about algorithms on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Algorithms. Like, yeah, I know you was listening, motherfucking shit. Come on.
I just seen this thing come up right now that says that, if you're ever having a bad day, don't feel bad. Kim Kardashian was a moron for playing poker with mirrored glasses on. And they got a picture of her playing at a poker table with some glasses on that were mirrored.
With the little silver boy.
Yeah.
I fold. Mm-hmm. She got two aces. Shit. Oh, the river. Oh, no. It's an ace. Huh? Yep, I quit.
That's another thing, like, yeah, I call.
Right?
A deuce and a 10. I got her this time. I got her.
Mm-hmm.
Don't they call that the Doyle?
Yep.
I played a little poker back in college, my college days. I want to get back to it, though.
I love poker. I think we need to hit casino soon.
Or just start playing poker at your crib.
We can do that too.
Have a poker night.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted poker buddies.
Yeah, come on. You know, I got the poker set. I got chips and everything.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down. We definitely got to get that, the Galva soon. I got to get other stuff Galva too.
Yeah, I'm with it, brother. I'm with it.
We definitely got to get that shit together. But yeah, one more thing, though, before we go.
What up?
How do y'all feel? But all in all, to wrap up the whole Sexy Red thing, I mean, if y'all you and Drake hollering at each other or whatever, if Sexy Red and Drake are dating, more power to them, you know, nothing but respect and love. Like, I mean, it is what it is. Like, it ain't none of my fucking business anyway. Who, where his dick go don't make me come. So it is what it is. Congratulations if y'all out there doing your thing. Whatever y'all doing, is what it is. You just getting a nut off, you just getting a nut off. If y'all just doing a business thing, y'all just doing a business thing. If y'all really trying to build something, y'all really trying to build something, man. Really don't fucking matter to me. Shout out to y'all. Leak some videos, Drake. No, I'm playing. I'm fucking around. But I wanted to touch on real quick. How do y'all feel about the Kodak Black and 6ix9ine collaboration?
What?
Real quick. Oh, you haven't seen.
They collab?
They have a video out right now.
I could not be more or less interested.
I knew that was going to be Kat's answer.
I cannot stress this enough. I could not care fucking less.
Damn.
You hear that?
And I'll mute my mic with that.
It is a little odd. I don't think Kodak really has a real. I mean, Kodak doesn't have any allegiance to whatever was going on in New York. So
he ain't got no allegiance to shit on him.
Kodak has made it known he only has allegiance to, like, he only has his loyalty to
his people.
Yeah, his Haitian culture.
Yeah. I feel that though. Yeah. I definitely feel that.
Me, you know, I mean, come on. I will never have a problem with that. Come on.
You like, he got a point. You like, he got a point. I feel my bad.
Kodak was probably thinking just money, just business. 6ix9ine probably paid a good fee.
Allegedly $1 million for a feature.
Wait, who paid who?
6ix9ine allegedly paid him $1 million for a feature.
Where the fuck did he get $1 million from? Man? He broke.
How? You see all the shit he, all of his algorithms on everything he do?
Maybe the label paid for it.
Yeah,
he could have got it.
Because last I checked, his liquidable assets, the 6ix9ine himself, he ain't had shit, bro. He might be relevant on social media, but he, as far as currency goes, money wise, he's not lucrative.
Yeah, he ain't really marketing that shit neither, though.
Yeah, but that's because like I'm not gonna lie, and I'm kind of glad to see it, but he's lost a lot of fucking notoriety, and a lot of people just don't really fucking care about him anymore. They just don't give a shit. They don't want to hear him.
Well, actually, he's kind of like re-emerging, but like,
yeah, and I know he's on the upswing right now from what he was.
Because he's getting Latin America's eyes because he's dating especially because he's dating that chick that used to be with Anuel.
Yeah, they beefing.
Yeah.
Didn't they run up on each other?
I think
6ix9ine allegedly ran up on him.
I didn't think that. I know they traded words online. But
I thought they ran into each other in person.
So he's,
did they?
He's kind of reemerging because who he's dating.
Yeah, but that's because he knows in the English market he's dried up, so he's trying to go to the Spanish market. Like, okay, I can make some moves over here, make money here, because he knows he ain't got shit else over here.
Kodak gave him up. I think, honestly, with Gunna basically also being on that side of the fence and people actually still fucking with Gunna after he did what he did, I think that kind of helped his case. And now with Kodak basically, you know, standing on that side with him, you got like two two people that, like, you know, that has influence on the younger generation, you know, to basically have them be like, well, yeah, it's all right. You know, it's all right to snitch and, you know, all this and that. I mean, like, you know, it's certain codes. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in the streets, you know not to do it. You shouldn't do it. And, you know, it's consequences if you do it. Mm-hmm. But, like, to the younger generation, like, just listening to music and shit, like, I mean, they just listening to fucking music. They don't give a fuck what these motherfuckers doing out here. Some of them do. Some of them take the shit serious. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I would have did the same thing, bro, this and that. But that's because you're not from the streets. You don't even, like, you know, you don't know shit about shit like that. Like, so it's not relatable to most people that said I would do the same thing. You know, it's like, of course, because you wasn't raised in that environment, or some people was raised in that environment, but the climate has changed.
Because
It's like, motherfucker, most people nowadays, I would say, got a few snitches in their crew. Like, that roll in the streets, like, to be honest, that they don't know that when that time come, they're going, hey, yo, real talk, that wasn't me. That was little Johnny. He had the burner on him. Freddie had the drugs.
Did you see a video my man posted where he snitched everybody out for fucking Popeyes?
What?
Real life, though?
No, it was a parody. But the guy sitting there, he's like, man, I don't know nothing. I ain't see shit. I ain't seen shit. I don't know nothing. And the cops was like, you know, we know what was it gonna take for you to, you know, to talk to us and tell us what you know. And he tells the cop, come here, whisper something in his ear. And next you know, he's eating some fucking Popeyes. And he's like, so it was Johnny and Richie was in the car. And didn't I have a couple of biscuits around here? I can't remember what kind of car it was without these biscuits. And then next scene, he's eating biscuits. So the Denali was green, and you know, and he in every scene he then next thing when he has the rice and beans. Next scene he has the Coke, fucking table sprawled with fucking Popeyes, and then he's walking out. That was some good ass shit, but he ain't get charged. He told on every fucking body for fucking Popeyes, and it's like it's a joke and it's funny. You laugh, but that's what it is now. Like. Ain't no fucking real ones. Ain't no stand-up code no more. That shit died with us.
Yeah.
We the last generation of that shit. And expecting the new generations to stand up and stand with their toes planted. Nah, the 10 toes down don't exist no more.
And I feel like that's how I feel like the drugs that they do nowadays influence stuff like that, because motherfucker ain't trying to go to jail and not, like, do what the fuck he do every day. Like nigga need that high. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? They like, shit, man. Hey, I'm telling on anybody and everybody. Let me get back to my codeine. Let me get back to my perks. Shit, I'm snitching on every motherfucker. What you mean? I've been 4 hours without perks. I'm itching already. Like, motherfuckers be like that, though. Like, shit. They drugs make a motherfucker tell on anything and everything, man. Hey, I tell you what his mama was doing last week. She got legal cable.
Oh, man, remember the cable box?
Man.
We showing our age now. You got some listeners like, what's the cable box?
Can't even do that shit. Now it's all high tech and fancy and shit like that. And you do that shit 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a virus or...
I was going through shit here, like, you know, dealing with some of my mother's old shit and whatnot, and finding VHSs and cassette tapes and DVDs, and I'm like, I'm throwing things away, and I'm like, she kept them for so long because this was our entertainment back in the day. Mm-hmm. But you look at it now, and it's like, I don't even know people who really still really have a DVD player like that, really.
I think my parents do. And I think I might have one at my parents.
You see, look, you got right. Look, you got to stop and think. You got to stop and think.
Like, I got a PS4.
I know I got my Xbox that'll play DVDs. Mm-hmm. I had and Blu-rays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Blu-ray was such a short-lived technology. Oh my goodness, that shit.
It's like they wasted their time. Like,
yeah, it came out, went away. And you know, and like think about it, like when DVDs came out, DVD players, mm-hmm. they were like $600-$700 for a player.
Yeah.
And now you use one to kill a fly.
Like, damn it.
Yeah, like I mean just wow, man. Wow.
You see
yeah,
a mouse wow. in the house, you throw it at it like uh-huh.
Yep.
Told y'all about leaving the goddamn door open. Near the field, damn it. Hi, man, I hated that shit. Yeah, that's neither here nor there. I made a mistake and let one in the complex. I had to tell the people and shit. I said, oh shit, a mouse just ran in.
Oh wow.
And I'm like, oh shit, my bad. Cause I was like, I had a bunch of shit in my hand. I opened the door to get into my apartment building. That motherfucker just ran in. Like, I was like, oh my bad, whoever lived on the bottom floor.
Yep.
But I think they ended up getting it though, because I remember smelling smelling this shit in the hallway, like
of a carcass.
Like, no, not carcass, like poison or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I think they got it though. But yeah, the all in all though, like the generations are different. The world is different, like
much.
So I mean, I honestly think he's back on the come up. Like I motherfuckers gonna rock with him now, cause he it's a wave now. Snitching, and I never thought, never ever even imagined this would be a wave. Snitching is becoming a wave, like in the rap game. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's like. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I never thought that. Like, and this is honestly why I listen. I ain't gonna lie, I listen to rap. Like, you know, I still listen to, like, you know, the new people and shit, you know. But I don't even listen to the lyrics no more. Like, some people I listen to the lyrics and get entertained. Some people I just listen to just because it got a nice little bopping. And they say some ignorant shit. So, yeah, it's all entertainment. Like, I'm not looking for, like, really inspiration from no mm-hmm. fucking rap song nowadays.
Right,
like,
right.
Besides Future. No, I'm playing.
Besides Future. Dude, this dog, come on, man. Future.
I'm joking, though. I love Future, though. That's my guy, though, man.
Like, I'm joking, but for real, though.
No, I fucks with Future, but no, I don't take his words like that, though.
I don't really care much when I hear about a rapper snitch. It doesn't even if I was like inspired by them, you know, because when I'm hearing about just anyone snitching, I'm thinking, I wonder what that person was really offered. That person was really offered in their eyes the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though some people would probably snitch for a Klondike bar, but
what?
But you know, but the thing was, 6ix9ine had RICO under his head,
mm-hmm.
and
so what? That's government time. You should have shut up and did that shit the right way.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
government time is given concurrently. You get time for time on government time.
And the thing is, government, everyone shares the same time. The guy who was the driver or the middleman or person who never even met the boss will serve the same time as the boss.
I just took the nigga to go and get the pizza. What the fuck? So, I'm in this place.
Exactly. Exactly.
To go get a pizza a couple of times. Exactly. Sudden, I'm getting charged. I'm in.
You getting 25 years,
man.
Minimum 25 years. Minimum.
Yeah. That's minimum. The most dangerous motherfucker too. The motherfucker, yep. That just went to go take it. Get the pizza.
You getting
you motherfucker? I can't. You ain't even motherfucker. You dead.
25 years minimum.
Man.
And then they'd be like, all right, check this out. So. In the books, you're supposed to get 25 years minimum. right? That's standard. Now, if you tell me the address of where you got the pizza from, or you where you delivered the pizza, where you've been giving them the pizza, mm-hmm. or you can give me the names or whatever more you know,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you 2 months.
If I'm with, my thing is, if I'm with the shit and I know,
give me the
shit,
names, 2 months.
I don't know shit.
Instead of 20 years, instead of 25 years, I'll give you 2 months. Or for some people, I'll let you walk now.
The thing is, if I knew what the fuck y'all was doing, it is
25 years.
But a motherfucker better speak up for me.
Talk.
What
you got 25 years minimum. This is a RICO case we talking. So 25 years minimum.
Just, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but if I knew the situation, like it is what it is. That's, I hate to say it. It might sound crazy, but it's just. But I wouldn't even put myself in no shit like that.
And exactly.
Because I know I wouldn't
say
shit.
I know. But the thing is, I'm not even giving you like a crazy exception of a. I'm not even giving you like a crazy situation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you a very normal, common situation.
Yeah. Motherfucker that really don't know what the fuck happened for real.
The hypothetical I gave you is not even a rare thing when it comes to RICO cases. This is actually extremely common. Where all you did was just deliver pizza, was just delivering pizza to some little shit, or you was a middleman. Say, hey, oh, maybe you said you're the guy that tells them to turn this way, and turn that way,
yeah.
right?
But because you were
that guy, even if you never met the boss, you're getting 25 years minimum. Maybe, and I'm probably being generous for the hypothetical. This is actually a generous hypothetical. RICO cases are probably even more, or they're around the 20-year mark, but it's 20, 30, 40 years, 20 yeah. to 40 years.
You're getting two double digits. You're getting a jersey.
So
football
numbers. Yep.
Man.
Yep. And then all you have to do is just tell the court what you know, or tell the detective or the FBI or, you know, or the Homeland Security what you know. Tell them what you know, and you get reduced to maybe 2 months to maybe a year.
I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. If I'm in it, I'm in it to win it. Like, I'm caught. It is what it is.
Ooh. But, you know, I'm not just talking to you mm-hmm. either. I'm also talking to the audience as well.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people in the audience are giving different. I'm already hearing the different answers. Some people mm-hmm. like, fuck it, I'm going to be in it to win it too. Or some people like, bro, wait, hold on, bro. Instead of 25, I'm doing like 2 months to maybe a year.
Another thing with that situation, though, he was caught between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
The driver was already in on the shit. A couple of other people was already snitching. He was just the last domino they caught in. He's the motherfucking fun and everything. So they like, we got your phone conversations, all this shit, you fuck.
The thing was,
him being young and not about that shit, I'm not surprised he did what the fuck he did.
But that's their fault because they shouldn't have let him in. What they were really trying to say was 6ix9ine wasn't even the actual target.
They said it was Shotty. Yeah, Shotty was really the target though. With Shotty, I feel like he should have just stayed in the background. You and
bro, the law the law enforcement department, they don't give a fuck about 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
I'm like, nigga, I'll give whatever. It's like, just tell us what you know, I'll give you a year. I don't go away. We don't want you.
They knew who to get though. They knew who to get. Like, man, this
so now
kid,
you're 6ix9ine. What do you expect them to do?
Throw the book at you.
Shut up and do your time.
They gonna throw the book. It's over with. You knew all this shit. And you, this is my thing.
And
if he was just like, you know, giving them money and ain't no shit about it, okay, whatever. It is what it is. But by you sitting there thinking you motherfucking Don Corleone calling shots, calling mm-hmm. hits and shit, bro, you gotta sit down too. Like you done call hits on motherfuckers and you out free dancing around, shaking your ass and all that shit and rapping. You got a new song with Kodak. Nah, nigga, no. Nigga, no.
That's the thing. It's just now the thing is, another thing, he's not, 6ix9ine is not really about that. Like, he didn't really sign up for it. He didn't really grow up at a spot like that. Like, he didn't, you know, that's why it's like, yo, some of the first things, if you ask a gang member, do you want to be part of it? The first thing they're going to be like is, no, don't do it. If you don't have to be part of this life, don't be part of this life.
Yeah.
Because if you cannot handle what comes with it, you don't want to be part of it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know Kobe knows, but none of y'all, no listeners know this, the exact situation. But for me, like when I got incarcerated, it was for something I didn't even do. Like I was actually innocent and did my time because I refused to tell and say the truth and snitch out. So my incarceration was something I didn't even do. So when I tell y'all to shut the fuck up and do your time, I mean that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was all fun and games if you was in it. But then mm-hmm. all of you was big shot, big caller. Yeah, shoot these motherfuckers up. When you see these motherfuckers up. But then all of a sudden they catch you. I was, yeah, you know you done fucked up, right? You sitting mm-hmm. there. I was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know you done fucked up, right? You getting that whole little speech. He said he was sitting there stuttering like Kane was. I was, yeah, we got you on video. We mm-hmm. got you on tape. 6ix9ine, ain't this you? Ain't this you calling this hit up? Ain't this you? Now I was. Man, that's all 6ix9ine probably was saying. Man, fuck it, man. Yeah. All right, man. I did it. They did it too. Fuck it. I'm taking all of them down. Let me free, man. Fuck it. He don't give a fuck. And the fucked up part about it, if you listen to Kodak's song, if you listen to the song, Kodak is dissing him on his verse. So it's like, I get $1 million.
Wait, is he really?
Yes.
No, I'm gonna have to go back and listen to it.
He said, what the fuck you say? I'm getting cheese from rats or some shit.
Mm.
A rat giving me cheese or some shit like that. I said, this motherfucker, man. You know what? I fucked with that part of it, though. Because it's like, all right, motherfucker, you want me to be on your song? Nigga, I'm saying whatever the fuck I want to say on there.
That's not,
I don't fuck with you for
real. Right.
You know, that lifestyle, that's not the life you want.
Yeah.
You know, so.
If you ain't about that shit, you ain't about that shit.
Yeah. Don't be part of it. Don't try to claim it. Don't try to sensationalize it. I know we digress because we're supposed to be talking about Kodak.
I mean, we spoke. Yeah, we're good. We that's all good. But yeah. We are hitting time.
Oh, all shit. Right.
Yeah.
Like the video, comment, share, subscribe. Spotify. Put the heart button, Apple Podcasts, 5-star rating, review.
All right, Kobe, you know how to close us out. You started us up. Can you close us out?
With that being said, this has been another episode of the I'm Not As Thinking You Drunk I Am podcast. This is your boy, Nat King Kobe.
Feature in the sandwich crew. Don't forget to tell a friend about your podcast, favorite podcast.
That's your lines. That's
what I'm telling
lines.
You to close it out. Close it out.
That's because Cat
well,
saw
he
me.
Said, don't forget to tell because
even
Cat, because
even
tell another motherfucker friend to tell another friend, tell baby mama's mama and the baby's mama's mama.
Your baby's mama's mama's
and
mama.
The baby's father's baby's mama.
Father's baby.
To like, share, comment, and subscribe. Yeah.
Boom.
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 Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Mo.
And this is Big Mo. Don't forget the memo to believe in Big Mo, because that is the MO.
And this is your Reverend Ratchet, your main man's Cat. We'll catch y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.